Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
In front of me now, I have a bunch of people who got to go and fly a plane. And I've done this on a just one-off thing, and it was so enormously fun. But that was it for me. These people want to make it a career. It's a program called My Step Into Work, and Sally Thompson is the team leader of this. G'day.
Hey, how are you going, Rick?
Good, thanks. And with me is Benice.
Hey.
Hi. And Hasiba. How are you going? Do you want to tell us what the program is?
So My Step Into Work is a Multicultural Youth Tasmania program from the Migrant Resource Centre. And the idea is just to give young people some practical work experience in their chosen career. So we line up different work experience positions for all of our clients. And Hasiba and Bernice wrote on their applications that they wanted to be pilots. And we were a little perplexed as to how we'd pull that off. But but with the help of Part Avion and Headspace...
You guys are really smart because you could have said, you know, like, I'd like to do office work or I'd like to milk cows. Did you think that through, going, a pilot, maybe they'll put me in a plane?
Not really. Like,
you genuinely want to be a pilot?
Yeah, I just want to be a pilot. I don't know why it made me, but I just want to be a pilot and I'm so determined. I don't even know why.
I love. Is that the same for you, Hasiba?
Yeah.
Had you talked to each other about this before?
Oh, yeah. That's how I actually got to be friends. I was like, oh, my gosh, you had the same dream. Like, and then we just became friends, just clicked like that.
It's really great. Yeah. So what kind of plane did you go up in?
It was Sentinel, like small aircraft.
Yeah, it was a small aircraft. Yeah, it was really good. Like, when I was the front, I was like, oh, my God. I was shaking. I was like, what am I going to do? But when I got up, like, it just seems so easy. Then, like, whenever I see, like, a pilot, like, you know, it sounds really hard. But, like, when I saw it, it's, like, really easy. And I thought, like, this is easy, so I can do it. Like, I'm determined. Like,
was that the same for you, Hasiba?
I mean, the first time when I fly, it was a little bit, like, your heart goes a little bit bumpy. But it was fun. Yeah, it was actually easy. It's so much fun when you end up in the air.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17?
I'm turning 17 as well.
Do you have driver's license?
Yeah, I have one.
Oh, you're nearly?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So how is it different flying a plane from driving a car?
Go
on. No, you go.
You don't care about, like, indicators and stuff.
That's true. Like, because I'm learning manual and, like, have learned all the gears. So I was like... To be honest, I found car really hard than the plane. I don't know why, but like, because it has to learn the gears and everything, so it's really, really hard.
The one time I did it, I was like, oh, there's not that much to crash into.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because when you're driving this stuff everywhere.
True.
Where did you fly?
It was like over the, what was it again?
Don't remember. Yeah. Was it out of Hobart, though?
It was out at the Cambridge area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Parvion.
And do you get to do the takey off and landy bit?
Oh, I did a takeoff, but the landing, I couldn't.
They didn't give us the landing because they said it's hard. That's why.
Well, I reckon it's the most dangerous bit.
Maybe not for the first go.
I'm not sure statistically how that works. Hey, so then what do you have to do to become a pilot? What's the process?
Well, you need to really know how to do math and physics.
Okay, you're all right with your maths and physics?
Because
that would rule me right out.
Math is be like, yeah, but physics I'm all right.
Okay. Yeah.
She's smart. You have to be really, like, good at sports and stuff.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you have to be fit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then, you have to be smart too. Like, I don't know. I just not.
Well, you guys are obviously smart because you wrote, I want to be a pilot on your work experience thing. So has that made a difference, though, for you having had that experience to go, okay, I'm upping my sports, I'm focusing on my maths, I really want this? Or are you like, nah, that's right?
No, I haven't decided this, like, before, like, 5 years ago and some. Like, I just want to become a pilot, like, a woman that can, like, be a role model to other young people. And I really, really, like, stick on my decision. And that's why I want to keep it going, never give up on it. And, yeah.
Do you know what kind of pilot you want to be? Like, flying small planes, doing crops or jets or fighter pilots?
I want to become a commercial pilot.
Yeah.
And then maybe after that I want to do a cargo. But, yeah. I want to try the Air Force too.
And what does your family say?
I mean, the first time my mom was a little bit, like, scared about it. But later on when she see me, like, flying now and, like, getting more forward to it, and then now she's fine with it.
And, Bernice, what about your family?
My family, they're all right. I mean, my father was kind of against it because it's very dangerous. And I was like, no, you can't do that. Can you just, like, choose something else, like be a teacher or anything? I'm like, no, I'm really determined.
Has he been in a school lately? Way safer in a plane being respected by two people than in a classroom.
I know. But then again, like, he just, like, he kind of, like, yes, you can be one. Because I wanted to be in the Air Force. Now, the only reason why I do that because, like, I really love helping people. Mm. Like, that just, like, the thing. And I think that's why I chose the Air Force because, like, in the Air Force, you get to help people, like people who, like, having, like, you know, just problems, like, you know, helping. So I just, like, wanted to be part of, like, in the Air Force as well to help people and just, like, yeah, to have a career in that too. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon, like, the best kind of army to join would be the New Zealand Army because they never fight anybody and they just help people around the South Pacific. It seems kind of cool because there's the downside to the military, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah, is that something you would consider as a future, both of you, the Australian Air Force?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yes. How interesting. So how do you then chart those pathways, Sally?
After their work experience program, we will do some workshops with young people around pathway planning.
Yeah.
And we've talked to Bernice and Haseeba. So they're on pathways to citizenship, which is definitely the first step. So they're both permanent residents on a pathway to citizenship. And then from there, looking at joining the Air Force. So their subjects that they have to do to get through. So talking about, they're both in grade 11. So we've talked a lot about subject selections for next year and how to set them up to apply for the Air Force nice and early.
And if you do apply for it, because it must be quite hard to get into the Air Force, do you have to leave Tasmania to study?
Well, I have to. Because I want to go into Canberra.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the ADF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I want to go.
And that's Canberra?
Yeah, Canberra,
I think, we have to, it's in mainland.
Yeah.
I think we have to.
I'm just trying to think of the Tasmanian air bases.
When I've had a really great chat with them about how to get into Part Avion, it's vet covered, so they're able to sort of apply for the course from 17 and up.
Yeah, cool.
And it's pretty intensive, 40 weeks, 5 days a week and weekend flights. But that's a really great pathway for both of them if they want to stay and study in Tasmania first and get their commercial pilot's license. And then from there, look at joining the ADF or going into sort of applying for like commercial.
Do the ADF jobs. Like that? Do they like you kind of just with no idea? So they shape you.
They do like the cadets first off, but you know their options are open. Yeah. And if they want to stay in Tassie, Part Avion's a great option for them. And they were great on the flight. They sat down with the girls afterwards and had a really great chat about pathways. And also said they could call anytime and ask questions and come out and have a visit and check out the training facilities out there. So it was excellent. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to you guys in a few years getting in touch and going, hey, you know, I talked to you then. I'm a pilot now. Come check out my wings. Do you get wings on your shoulder? Is that what you get? Something like that.
Yeah, we'll look you up in 5 or so years.
Totally brilliant. Fantastic. Cheers. Thanks. Great to talk to you both today.
Thank you.